person, when we get in our Father's word, we tend to uncover all that and understand that those things that we were taught were inaccurate. And then we grow by that, and then we end up being the most productive man that we've ever been in our entire lives because we came into Christ. Amen. And that's a blessing. So with all that said, I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Book of Matthew, chapter 6. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Those of you who don't know, I'm here on behalf of Oasis Churches, which is Pastor Keith Showers, the pastor of Oasis Church. I'm Minister Lamar Porter, and our fellowship, and those are my brothers in Christ, and our fellowship with that church. And I'm here on behalf of Oasis, and where the Word of God is taught without any politics or any denominations or any of those principles, but just the unadulterated Word of God is what's taught there. And by the Word, we can change and grow and learn to love one another. And I just wanted to say that. So, the way we teach, or the way the Lord has placed upon my heart to teach, is that the Holy Spirit does all the teaching. Jesus, before he ascended unto the Father, he said, "I will send a comforter unto you. He shall teach you all things and bring to remembrance the things that I said." That comforter is the Holy Spirit, which resides in each and every one of us who has accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Have we all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Then we can be taught by that Spirit. So, let us read Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. I'm going to read one verse. We bounce around, so that's why I want you to look upon the Word with your own eyes, because you can't go wrong when the Bible is talking to you. When a man can talk to you, you can get all types of mess, but when the Word is doing the talking, we can't go wrong. Amen?
Amen.
Look what it says, verse 34. This is Jesus Christ speaking to us. He says, "Take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Today we're going to be talking about taking it one day at a time. That's the name of the sermon, one day at a time. Jesus said, don't take no thought for tomorrow, but let tomorrow take thought for itself. He says, there's enough things to concern yourself in one day than to be trying to think past that day to the next day. Amen? Now, the reason why this is a very significant teaching is because a lot of us, we walk around and we carry a lot of burdens and we concern ourselves with a lot of things because we have been programmed by the devil from the time we popped out. And we've been programmed for many and many of years until we come into the love of Jesus Christ, until we get into his word. But we've been programmed to take thought for tomorrow, have we not? We've been told to focus on this or that. If you go and get this education, your life is going to be this, and you got to get money, and your life is going to be great. And here you are thinking about all of these things in the next day. And Jesus says, don't take no thought for tomorrow, but let that day take thought for itself. No questions. At the end, anything, any questions, write it down. We'll deal with all the questions at the end. Amen? Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 9. Book of Luke, chapter 9. We're dealing with one day at a time. One day at a time. Jesus says, take no thought for tomorrow, but let tomorrow take thought for itself.
Chapter 9?
Yeah, Luke chapter 9. And Matthew's, I'm just reiterating, that he said, take no thought for tomorrow. Let tomorrow take thought for itself. And let your focus be on that one day, because there's enough things in that one day to concern yourself with. Amen?
Amen.
We just read that, right? Look what it says in, you got Luke, say amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 9, we're going to look at verse 23. Jesus said, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. We've all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, right? He says, if you're going to follow him, he says, take up your cross, how often?
Daily.
Daily. One day at a time. Daily. He says, pick it up daily and follow me. Know what this says to me? This tells us that this journey of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is a one day at a time thing. You understand? These programs we put ourselves in, they tell us to take it one day at a time, right? It's nothing no different than what our Lord and Savior told us to do. We can put our effort in doing these things, but for some strange reason, we have a hard time of doing what Jesus told us to do concerning our lives as a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at why this is very significant. Look at what he says. He says, take up your cross daily. What happened on the cross? He crucified death. He crucified sin, flesh. He crucified his flesh and died for the sins of the entire world, which accounts for you and our sins. Amen? Now, we still live in this sin, flesh. So he's telling us daily to pick up your cross and no longer live according to the sins of the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
And how often does he tell you to do this?
Daily.
Daily. One day at a time. We're so busy thinking about, you know, when I get out this program, I'm going to go get this apartment, and I'm going to go get this, and I'm going to do this with this lady. You're thinking too much. You ain't even dealt with the one day. And I can assure you, 90% of the time when you're looking that far ahead, you haven't even got what you needed to do in that day together. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said it's enough evil in one day sufficient to the day thereof. In that one day, and here you are concerning yourself with something further than that. You see where something's wrong? Now, Jesus is not a liar. He tells us to take up that cross daily. Joshua chapter 1. Old Testament. Joshua chapter 1. One day at a time, gentlemen. We've been programmed to live our lives a little bit different than that. We've been programmed to plan out our whole entire future from the time we pop out. Our mothers and fathers and got college funds and everything set up. Some people never even made it to that college fund. Some of them died because nobody knows what tomorrow holds except God. And in our stupidity as humans, we tend to want to think past what Jesus said. One day at a time. One day at a time. When you got Joshua chapter 1, let me know.
Amen.
Look what it says, verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, if we live in our lives one day at a time, what are we supposed to be doing daily? This is one of the things. We pick that cross up, but in what is picking up that cross consist of? This is one of the things. It says, meditate on his word day and night. If I ask you, if I tell you that 12 a.m., that's the beginning of the day, right? And I tell you to meditate on these words until 12 a.m. again, that's what? 24 hours a day, daily, one day at a time. He tells us to meditate on his words day and night. This is one of the things that we're supposed to be doing when we pick up that cross daily, and that we're not supposed to be taking thought for tomorrow, but we're supposed to be taking thought in that one day. He's telling us how to fill up part of that day, what we should be thinking about, to meditate on his words day and night. Amen?
Amen.
And then he says, when we do this, he says, and we observe to do according to all that is written therein, all of it, not part of it, not some of it, but all of it. First, we have to meditate on it day and night so we can learn it, so we can observe all of it. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. How many people in here have not been having good success? Yeah.